conclude your examination of the exterior facade, look at the two other commemorative plaques on the chapel walls. These recall significant moments in the history of the Hospitallers. On the wall to the right of the central door, a copy, executed in 1934, of the white marble plaque presented in 1892 by the Montreal Numismatic and Archaeological Society sums up part of its history. It reads, Hôtel Dieu of Ville-Marie, founded in 1644 by Jean Mars, relocated in 1861 to this land, given in 1730 by Benoit and Gabriel Basset. Transference of the remains of Jean Mars and 178 sisters in 1861. This plaque cites 1644 as the year of the foundation, but this date actually refers to the start of the construction of the hospital at the corner of St. Paul Street and St. Sulpice Street. The bronze plaque, executed by Gilles Sainte-Croix, which you see to the right of the main staircase, was presented by the administration of the Hôtel Dieu of Montreal to the Religious Hospitallers in 1986. This gift was to mark the 350th anniversary of the foundation of the Congregation of the Religious Hospitallers of St. Joseph. The plaque shows the two founders of the congregation, Jérôme Leroyer de la Dauversière and Marie de la Fère. You can also read the following inscription. God wishes to make use of us to establish a new congregation. We must work to achieve this end. To learn more about the false chapel, walk to the intersection of Saint-Urbain Street and Avenue des Pins. Please do not block the entrance to the hospital. You will get a good view and feel safe behind the railings a little to the west of the entrance. Select stop number 16.